Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1102. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafu Shalema Sarafega Basle Nechama. Getting back to our Malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, we're just going through some interesting questions from the Sefer Mocha in Leshiftecha. He brings Halacha Lamaisa in his Piskei Halacha. I just want to go through some various Hechatimses, if you want to call it practical applications. So, number one, he talks about, we spoke about in the past in general, when drinks, somebody, even though it's not regular water, somebody is not supposed to be, you can't throw down regular Shar Mashkim, other drinks on the ground, either soda and so on, unless it's a very sharp, unless it's like pure wine, and we spoke about possibly whiskey, but regular most other drinks have water mixed into it. It becomes problematic, but he brings down in conjunction with that. We spoke about sukkahs. Same thing nowadays in the hot, the warmer days in the summer and so on. People are outside a lot. Well, of course, where there's an Erev and backyards or whatever, a lot of times people want to make Kiddush outside or Shalosh Sudas outside or whatever the case is. I just spoke to somebody a short while, about a week ago also. They said it was a beautiful day and not in the United States, somewhere else. And they wanted to make a Kiddush outside. They wanted to eat the meal outside, nice thing, but one has to be careful. Again, where there is grass, you have to be careful. So he brings down, does the same for Machal Neshiftachan Ois Yud Zayin, Ve'elu Sheroitzim Lases Kiddush Al Hasoda. Somebody, I want to make Kiddush outside, I want to eat the meal outside, such a beautiful day. Yeshlam Eitzel Lishtayach Plastic. To put down a plastic. Just like when we spoke about with sukkahs, to prepare the sukkah, to put either boards down or a plastic. The same thing, you want to make Kiddush, fine. So make sure, just put down a plastic under the table, but plastic gadol tachas ulchan under the table, shem yiplu, hamashkin, like this, in case some of the drinks, water or drinks or whatever it is, gonna get spilled over, la yared hamashka al ha'aretz. It's not gonna fall onto the ground, but kayach risha. But otherwise, it's gonna go onto the, like we said, kayach sheni, or roll off the plastic, and from there, go onto the grass. Same thing we spoke about by sukkahs, putting the plastic over there. We went through all those in Yanim, those shilas in reference to sukkahs also. I just wanted to stress the point. Lamaisa, the same thing would apply by regular, on a regular Shabbos in the summer or so on. Now, he brings on also the Sefer Machal Shivtecha that Miloshen Ramah, we spoke about this a little bit, that the Loshen of the Ramah, Mavur, the Einai El Chumrah, that this whole thing is, it's a Chumrah, the Medina Ein Choshishim Lezeh. Medina, in other words, there's no Isser per se that you can't drink, I can't drink water, outside. There's no Isser. It's a Chumrah that one should be careful. V'lochen Ledina, so he says, he brings down Ledina, one should be careful. If the Ramah says, the Ramah says, but Ledina, one has to know. There is a difference between a Chumrah, something to be careful for, or something medina. Lochin medina, he says, ain't sarach lahachmir rak l'kavaya sham. Medina, it's only if you convey a suda, like it's mamish, the people are going to be eating a suda and so on. Kamesh mois loshin ramad taka be running into. In other words, if somebody they're making the convey a suda and it's a whole big thing, that's already becoming a problem. Aval yachid yesh makam lahakal leishev sham velishtais. But lamaisa for a yachid. Just to sit and, they want to take a drink. Just to sit and drink for a yachid would be okay. But the problem when it comes to a suda, that is already more problematic. That's what he says. But to make a whole suda outside, that is already becoming problematic. Unless somebody, like we said, put down a plastic or so on. But for a yachid, just taking a drink outside, even though there might be grass, you have to be careful, of course, not to pour the water down on the grass, but one would be allowed to drink, even though they might be standing on grass per se. Now, he says an interesting thing, again, all from the Sefer Mochan Neshiftecha, in Mochan Neshiftecha and the Piskei Halacha, because Mochan Yesh Mochan Lahachmash Lelechal Isis, somebody eats ices outside, we're talking about over grass, over plantation, but usually it's over grass, nobody eats over flowers or whatever, but when they're outside in the yard where there's grass and they're standing on top of grass, because Mochan Yesh Mochan Lahachmash Lelechal Isis, Al Sada, right? The Vivade, to eat ices, the Vivade Yorid Bimenu Mashka Al Hakarke, I'm eating my ices, and usually, especially kids, the ices starts leaking, the starts dripping down. So now you have a problem. The vada yored mimenu mashka ala karka. Now the ices drips on the ground. You can, once the ices turns into, water, the sweet water, whatever, you can't have it dripping down on the ground. That's not like wine where we said it's very sharp, when it's pure wine. Isis is like soda, right? Like sharmashkim. Vafilu im nekalakotin avol godol vada yesh lezo bezeh. Possibly by a child, you know, you can, children are running around, it could be possibly a little bit more mekal, but an adult definitely avol godol vada yesh lezo bezeh. But a godol, an adult, he says, should be careful not to eat Isis over grass because of the fact that it's a vadai, it's going to be dripping onto the grass, and that is part of the malach of zereya, planting. You're helping the plants, the grass grow. He says another interesting case, he brings down in the country. I'm not so familiar with some of these things, but kisha toivul be swimming pool. Some people are toivul in the swimming pool, however that works. But he says, if there's grass, just be careful. If there's grass and you're going to be passing by the grass, not to be dripping. You're going to be dripping all over the grass. Again, that's running into a problem. He says in cases of whereby a person can't help themselves, he says possibly ve'en beriru ula yesh lismach de'en mischaven, a person is not mischaven, I don't have a mind to plant, and it's kalachayad, it's not the regular way. You know, usually you plant, you throw it on water, but like this, it's dripping off the person's body. Usually you don't, that's not how I water my plants, by having the water roll off my body. So it's kalachayad, v'hu b'makam mitzvah, he says. So, you know, in case it does happen, there is what to be made, but one should be careful not to be going over the grass while they're dripping down, in case for whatever reason they were tovel in a swimming pool or these various different cases by regular tefillah or so on. No, I want to make it clear, obviously we're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos. He's talking about cases of tefillah, however that works. Bottom line is, we're not getting into those halachas of swimming and this and that. The bottom line is, walking while one's body is wet, we're not talking about if it's raining, that's the efsha, that's impossible. But one should be careful if their body is wet for whatever, they had to get their body wet, to be careful when they're going over grass. Also, one should be careful also, obviously, if they're pouring themselves a soda, they're outside, or these type of things. We're talking about, again, in cases whereby they're not sitting down to a whole suda, because that, we said, one's not supposed to be doing. Lefid Ramah. But well, like he said, in conjunction, somebody just needed a quick drink, they're outside, there was an area of a backyard or whatever. Even if they pour the water or soda or whatever it is into the cup, just be careful not to pour it up too high, whereby, you know, it's going to, might overflow, or the cup might tip over. Maybe possible. Again, this is not where a person has to, but just, you know, we always say over, Izeo Chacham, Harayas Anoilet, who's a smart person, who's a Chacham, whoever sees the future, you know, to just to pour maybe half a cup instead of a full cup. Like this, they don't come into a question of pouring the soda pours onto the floor and they're over the grass and that's running into a problem. So just possibly to pour a half a cup of soda, whatever the case is, and drink that. And if they need more, then they pour more afterwards. These are just, again, Eitzah Tovus, how to work with these inyanim, because we have to be very careful when one is standing over grass, not to let the, whatever it is, soda, water, or whatever it is a person is, happens to be drinking, in cases whereby they need a drink, to be careful not to let it flow onto the grass ground. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tov.